BBC News. Hello, I'm Gerry Smith. Polls are closing in eastern Australia in the country's closely fought general election. Both party leaders, the centre-right Liberal Prime Minister Scott Morrison and his rival Bill Shorten from the opposition Labour Party, were out early at polling booths. Voting is mandatory in Australia. As Hal Griffith explains, climate change has been voters' main concern.
Climate change hasn't just been the key issue here. It's been really the dominant issue of the campaign. Some people talking about a kind of real gear change in how Australia thinks about that issue, perhaps maybe in the wake of the hottest summer on record, bushfires in places that haven't experienced them before, floods and extreme weather in places that haven't experienced them before. So whereas in the last election 3 years ago, only 9% of voters said that was their number one issue, that's jumped up to 29%. Above the economy.
Reports in the Austrian press suggest the governing coalition could be on the brink of collapse after a video emerged of the country's far-right vice-chancellor apparently promising public contracts in exchange for campaign support. The footage was secretly filmed shortly before the Austrian election in 2017. The Austrian chancellor, Sebastian Kurz, is expected to make a statement later today. A court in Pakistan has dismissed a case against a well-known journalist, Shahzeb Jilani, for lack of evidence. Mr. Jilani faced charges of cyber-terrorism, hate speech and defamation. Jill McGivern reports.
The charges against Shahzeb Jilani, who has previously worked for the BBC, related to two television reports about enforced disappearances and civil-military relations and a tweet about a military intelligence officer. The most serious charge, cyber terrorism, carries a prison sentence of up to 14 years. That was recently dropped in favour of the lesser charge of defamation. The judge will deliver a written judgment on Monday, but said in court that the case was dismissed because of lack of evidence. Campaigners have expressed concern that stringent cyber terrorism laws are being misused to stifle government critics.
The Venezuelan president Nicolas Maduro has welcomed what he said was the beginning of talks with the opposition in Norway after months of confrontation. Representatives of the two sides are in Oslo, signalling a fresh approach to resolving a political crisis that escalated last month after the opposition leader Juan Guaido called on the Venezuelan military to oust Mr. Maduro. His call went unheeded. Archaeologists in eastern England have described a Roman coin unearthed during roadworks as an artefact of incredible rarity. The coin, found in a ditch at a small Roman farmstead, depicts the Emperor Ulpius Cornelius Laelianus. He usurped the throne in 269 AD and briefly ruled a breakaway empire. BBC News.